This episode covers what to do when being too nice is hurting your marriage. You keep the peace so often that you've lost track of what you actually want. And the marriage feels fine on the outside, but hollow where it counts. What you're getting here are 5 scripts for saying what you mean without starting a fight. If you're too nice in marriage, the damage is quiet. No blow-ups. No cold shoulders. Just a slow drift where you keep agreeing. Keep smoothing things over. And keep wondering why you feel invisible in your own home. The resentment isn't dramatic. It's just always there. You probably got good at keeping the peace a long time ago. Saying yes was easier than arguing. Letting things go meant no one got hurt. Over years, that pattern got reinforced because it worked. No fights, no drama. Everyone thought you were easygoing. But something else happened too. She stopped knowing what you actually think. You stopped knowing what you actually want. And the marriage, while functional, started to feel like it was happening to you instead of with you. That's the trap of being too nice in marriage. It looks like harmony from the outside. It feels like absence from the inside. The intimacy problem isn't conflict. It's invisibility. She can't feel close to someone whose real preferences, frustrations, and opinions are always hidden behind whatever you want. Most men who fall into this pattern aren't weak or dishonest. They're usually empathetic guys who hate seeing their partner upset. The instinct to smooth things over comes from a real place. You care about her feelings. But here's what the research on relationships consistently shows. When a partner can't read your real emotional experience, she can't feel close to you. Closeness requires knowing someone. Knowing someone requires them showing up as themselves, including when that means mild disagreement or an expressed frustration. When you overaccommodate, a few things happen. She stops asking your opinion because she already knows the answer will bend to fit her preferences. She may start to feel like she's managing the relationship alone. She might even start to feel vaguely unseen. Because a relationship where one person always gives way isn't a partnership. It's a mirror. And for you, the resentment builds. Not loudly. But it's there. Every time you said yes when you meant no. Every time you held back the thing that was actually on your mind. That stored up distance is what creates the drift. Psychologist David Schnark writes about differentiation in long-term relationships. The capacity to stay connected while remaining yourself. It's not about conflict for its own sake. It's about being real in close proximity. When you lose that, intimacy quietly goes with it. The goal here isn't to become someone who starts fights or needs to win every disagreement. It's to become someone whose real self shows up in the marriage. That means learning to say what you actually think at low stakes first. And building from there. Start with preference, not conflict. You don't need to begin by naming old resentments or having a big conversation. Start by expressing a real opinion about small things. Where to eat, what to watch, how to handle the weekend. Let yourself have preferences out loud. When you feel something that's been sitting unsaid, you don't need to deliver it as an accusation or a complaint. A simple, direct, "I've been holding something back, and I want to tell you," is enough to open the door. What follows doesn't have to be a fight. Here's the mechanism worth understanding. When you stop hiding your real thoughts, she has more of you to connect to. That's what she's been missing. Not conflict. Presence. Now let's get into the actual words. Script 1, saying what you actually prefer. For a low stakes moment, where you'd normally say whatever you want, but you actually have a preference. Sit down. No devices. Keep your tone easy. This doesn't need weight behind it. Say this. "Actually, I'd rather do it this way." Just pause. Let that sit. Then say, "I know I usually just go with whatever works for you. I'm trying to be more honest about what I actually want." Why it works? You're naming what's been happening without making it a complaint. You're creating a small piece of honesty that she can receive without feeling attacked. What happens next she may be surprised. That's okay. Let her respond. If she seems unsure how to take it, you can add, "This isn't about anything being wrong. I just want us to make decisions together more." Script 2. Naming resentment before it becomes a wall. For when you've been holding something back for a while, and it's starting to create distance between you. Find a quiet moment when you're not in the middle of something else. Keep your voice even. The goal is to tell her what's been in your head, not to score a point. Say this: "There's something I've been sitting on, and I want to tell you before it turns into something bigger." Just pause for a moment, then say, "When that specific situation happened, I felt a certain way. I didn't say anything at the time, but I've been carrying it. I'm not angry about it. I just didn't want to keep holding it." Why it works? You're taking responsibility for your own emotional experience without dumping blame on her. You're being honest without being aggressive. Gottman's research on bids for connection shows that gentle self-disclosure is one of the most reliable ways to move a relationship toward closeness. What happens next? She may respond with her own experience. She may ask questions. Let her. You've just opened a door that's been closed for a while. Script 3, setting a limit without apologizing for it. For when she's asked you to do something you genuinely don't want to do, and your usual move is to say yes and quietly resent it later. Calm. Tone. No edge. You're not angry. You're just being honest about what you can give right now. Say this: "I want to be honest with you. I said yes earlier, but that doesn't actually work for me." Just pause. Let her hear that. Then say, "I'm not trying to create a problem. I just don't want to say yes and then feel resentful. Can we find something that works for both of us?" Why it works? You're modeling something important here. You're showing her that your yes can be trusted because you're also capable of saying no. A yes from someone who never says no means nothing. This script restores the weight of your agreement. What happens next? She may push back at first. Stay calm. Repeat the last sentence if needed. "I just want to find something that works for both of us." Script 4. Expressing a frustration without it becoming a fight. For when something has bothered you, and instead of letting it slide, you want to say it directly in a way that doesn't ignite an argument. Choose a neutral moment. Not right after it happened. Keep it short. You're reporting your experience, not indicting her character. Say this: "I want to tell you something without it turning into a big thing." Just pause. Let her orient. Then say, "When that specific situation happened, I felt dismissed. I don't think you meant it that way. I just want you to know how it sat with me." Why it works? You're using a structure from nonviolent communication. Observation, feeling, no accusation. The phrase, "I don't think you meant it that way," does a lot of work here. It gives her somewhere to go other than defensive. What happens next? She may validate what you said. She may explain her side. Either way, you've put something real on the table instead of carrying it alone. Script 5, opening the conversation about the pattern itself. For when you've recognized that you've been too agreeable for a long time, and you want to tell her that something is changing, without it sounding like a complaint about her. This is a quieter moment. Conversation. Not over dinner. Not when she's stressed. Find a calm evening, or a weekend morning, when you have some space. Say this: "I've been thinking about something, and I want to tell you." Just make eye contact. Slow your voice down. Then say, "I've spent a lot of years saying yes when I meant something else, or staying quiet about things that bothered me. I thought I was being easygoing. I think what I was actually doing was hiding. I want to try something different. I might get it wrong, but I'd rather be honest than keep the peace and keep feeling like I'm not really here." Why it works? This script does 3 things. It takes ownership without blaming her. It names what's been happening in plain language, and it signals a shift without making her the reason for it. That combination is disarming. What happens next? This one often catches her off guard in a good way. She may say, "I didn't know you felt that way." That's the opening you've been waiting for. If you tend to avoid conflict and keep the peace, this episode is written for you. The patterns described here are exactly what you've been doing. Your instinct is to accommodate, smooth things over, and stay quiet rather than risk upsetting her. Start with the smallest script, not the biggest. Practice expressing a preference about something that doesn't matter much: where to eat, what to watch, how to spend Sunday. Get used to having an opinion out loud before you try to address anything with real stakes. The goal is to build the muscle, not to fix everything at once. If you tend to go quiet when things get tense, your challenge isn't over-accommodation. It's silence at the wrong moment. You process things slowly and internally, which is fine. The problem is that she often can't tell whether you're working through something or just checked out. Before you use any of these scripts, try naming where you are. "I have something I want to say, but I'm still finding the words." That one sentence tells her you're present, even when you're quiet. It keeps her from filling the silence with the worst interpretation. If you tend to get intense or loud when you feel unheard, the risk for you is overcorrection. You've been holding back frustrations for a long time, and once you start saying them, the volume or urgency can spike. She hears intensity as threat, even when you're not angry. You're just finally speaking. Before you use script 2 or script 4, do a practice run. Say it to yourself first, quietly. Notice where your voice wants to get louder. That's where you slow down and drop your volume instead. The content of what you're saying is fine. The delivery is where to put your attention. If you tend to get defensive when criticized, you probably aren't a chronic over-accommodator. But when criticism comes, your instinct to justify yourself can shut down conversations before they get anywhere real. The scripts here work best when you let her finish before adding your perspective. If she responds to one of your honest moments with a complaint of her own, resist the counter move. Try, "Let me just hear you. I'll share my side after." That pause keeps the conversation open instead of turning it into a debate. If she tends to push harder when she wants connection, her intensity isn't aggression. It's a signal that she's been reaching for you and not finding you. When you start using these scripts, her response may be relief, but she may also test whether this is real by pushing on something right away. Stay calm. Don't retreat. Say, "I'm here. I want to hear you." Your steadiness is what tells her this is different. If she tends to go quiet after trying hard for a long time, she may have stopped expecting you to show up differently. Your honesty might get a flat response at first, or even a skeptical one. That's not rejection. That's caution from someone who's been hurt by the gap before. Don't let the flat response stop you. Stay consistent. One honest conversation won't undo years. Consistent honesty over weeks will. If she tends to value her space and stay fairly independent, she's not a big conversation person. Sitting her down for script 5 may feel uncomfortable for her. Try starting with scripts 1 or 3 in low-key moments rather than framing this as a relationship discussion. Let the honesty appear in the flow of daily life before it becomes a topic. She responds to actions more than declarations. If you're the one who tends to reach while she pulls back, your over-accommodation may actually be part of a pursuing pattern. You say yes to everything hoping it will bring her closer, but the dynamic stays stuck. Expressing what you actually need, calmly and without pressure, can shift the dynamic. Try, "I want to tell you something," not to get a reaction, "just because I want to be honest with you." Then let her come to you. Don't chase a response. Sometimes you'll say something honest, and she'll respond with frustration, skepticism, or her own stored up complaints. That's okay. That's often what happens when a long, quiet voice finally speaks. If she gets defensive, don't argue the point. Say, "I'm not trying to criticize you. I just wanted to tell you how
I felt."
Then stop. Give her room to settle somewhere different before you add anything else. Your job in the first moment isn't to be heard. It's to stay calm long enough for her to hear. If she goes quiet or shuts down, don't keep talking. Say, "Take your time. I'm not going anywhere. Then sit. Quietly. Her silence often means she's processing, not rejecting. The worst thing you can do is fill it with more words. If she brings up past issues or turns it around on you, she may use the opening to air grievances she's been holding. Resist the urge to defend yourself right away. Try.
Okay.
Tell me what you've been carrying. I want to hear it. If you can sit with what she says for a minute before responding, the conversation has a chance to go somewhere real, instead of cycling back into the old pattern. If she doesn't seem affected at all, one conversation rarely changes a long-standing pattern. If it falls flat, don't write it off. The value is in doing it, not in her immediate response. Come back again in a few days with something else. The accumulation of small, honest moments is what shifts things, not any single script. The connection between honesty and intimacy isn't obvious when you're in the middle of a conflict-avoidant pattern. It seems like honesty creates risk. But what's actually happening when you stay perpetually agreeable is that you're trading short-term peace for long-term distance. When you start showing up as someone with real opinions, real frustrations, and real limits, something changes for her. She has more of you to connect to. The conversations become less predictable and less hollow. She starts experiencing you as a person instead of a pleasant background presence. Researcher Harry Riss and colleagues found that feeling seen and understood by your partner, what they called perceived partner responsiveness, is the single most reliable predictor of intimacy and sexual desire in long-term relationships. You can't be seen if you're not showing yourself. That's the mechanism that makes honesty an intimacy tool, not just a conflict management technique. The short-term payoff is smaller moments. She asks your opinion and actually waits for it. A decision gets made together instead of by default. A tension that's been sitting between you gets named and releases. The longer payoff is that she starts feeling like she's married to someone real. That's what draws her toward you. Not performance. Presence. What is the one thing I've been holding back that's actually been sitting in my chest? I never told her I felt dismissed when she made that decision without asking me. I just let it go. And it's still there. You expressed a preference or a frustration in a low-stakes moment this week, without backing away from it when she responded. She seemed more engaged or curious in the conversation than she has been in a while, even if it was a little uncomfortable. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. I hope this helps.